Good day, and welcome to the Instone Real Estate Group AG conference call, Capital Markets Day 2020. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Burkhard Tawatzki, Head of Business Development and Communication. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining our Capital Markets Day, our second since our IPO. We hope that we can provide an exciting agenda today. We'll present our new Value Home product, the key driver for the years to come, and we will also give you a trading update. You can listen to our call, and simultaneously you can see us and watch our presentation via Microsoft Teams. The presentation will also be available on our IR website. The team today is our CEO, Kruno Sepolia, our CFO, Fuwa Mamachlesi, our regional CEO, Stefan Dahlmann, who is also in charge of the new product. My name is Burkhard Zawadzki. Our speakers will walk you through our presentation, and this will be followed by a Q&A session. With this, I'll hand over to Kruno Sepolia.
Yeah, thank you, Burkhard. Good morning, and welcome to our virtual Capital Markets Day, an unusual and clearly not ideal format. But for us, it's absolutely crucial to have a close exchange with the financial community about our major growth initiative, our new Value Home concept. And therefore, we thought this is the best we can do under the current circumstances. Due to the fact that we will show more detail on our product, which is not part of the published presentation, it would be great if it is possible for you to follow our presentation via the sent video link. Before I start with the presentation, I'd like to introduce you Stefan Dahlmanns. Stefan and me are working together now for 10 years at Instone. He has built up successfully our North Rhine-Westphalia business. Before he came to Instone, he was the youngest partner in a prominent architectural office in Cologne. Stefan is responsible for the new Value Home business as a managing director. Stefan will give you more details on the product. So now, what is the plan for today? Let's have a short look on our agenda today on slide three. So Fuwa will give you a short update regarding current trading. I will give you a brief introduction and take you through the rationale. Stefan will take you into the solution in detail. And of course, Fuwa will talk about financial implication and outlook. At the end of the presentation, there's a short summary, and we are going to the next steps. With this, I give over to Fuwa.
Thank you, Kruno, and good morning, everyone. Let's dive right into page five. Just a quick recap that we have had a pretty strong start to the year with double-digit growth rates of our key financial KPIs in Q1, as well as a very strong gross margin of almost 30%. As you know, due to the implications of the COVID-19 pandemic, we have suspended our 2020 financial guidance. At the same time, we have expressed our full confidence in achieving our 2021 targets in a gradually normalizing environment. This includes our 90 million 2021 net profit figure. Considering our expected substantial cash flow generation in 2020, we have also confirmed our intention to pay out a first-time dividend in 2021 for fiscal year 2020. Turning to page six, let me also provide a quick update regarding current trading environment. First, let's review our latest sales development. I will talk about our condo sales development in a minute. Regarding our institutional sales, we have resumed discussions with a number of institutions regarding various potential forward sales. Feedback is constructive throughout. A view that residential property comes out as a winner is a coming theme for almost every institutional investor. We can also report that we have entered into concrete forward sales negotiations regarding two of our projects. We will report further details when appropriate. Second, construction activities have been and continue to remain unaffected by COVID-19. Nothing really new to report there. Third, our liquidity position remains strong. You've seen our Q1 figures. For the full year, we expect a substantial positive cash flow, albeit inflows are more geared towards Q4. Finally, regarding our stance towards new project acquisitions, we are increasingly confident. We have exercised a purchase option for a 150 million project in the Rhein-Main area. Expect more to come in the second half of the year. While land prices remain stable, we see some potential for increased land supply coming from financially constrained municipal owners as well as certain residential developers. In addition, many projects previously designated as commercial developments are no longer economically viable and may well come back to the market for potential residential use. At the same time, a number of highly levered residential developers will no longer be able to compete for new projects as mezzanine and other highly levered non-recourse financings are increasingly difficult to obtain. We are closely monitoring developments with a much more optimistic view. Increased supply in combination with the absence of upward pressure on land prices may well present a window of opportunity for us to acquire attractive projects in the next 12 to 15 months. Turning to page 7, we wanted to share a more detailed view of our condo sales development. The numbers reflect a 4-week moving average of our sales ratio. We define our sales ratio as weekly number of units sold, expressed as a percentage of the total number of units on offer during the period. Historically, typical sales ratios would be in the range of 1.5 to 2% per week. As you can see, we have had an extraordinary start to the year with strong momentum across all our projects and far exceeding the top end of our long-term sales ratio range up until mid-March, when the sales ratio rapidly collapsed. As you can see, the number has now recovered to more than double the COVID-19 low point. Please note that considering the moving average calculation, the most recent single-week data points are slightly higher than the moving average. Total reservations have increased concurrently with the sales ratio. We expect a continued gradual normalization. The sales ratio should also benefit as previously postponed attractive projects come on stream. Over the page, for those of you who haven't followed us closely, just a quick snapshot of our portfolio worth 5.7 billion, of which 44% is under construction or pre-construction. Please note that 85% of those projects are already sold. Also, we would reiterate our prospective NAV figure. The 1.3 billion figure represents the expected NAV we would generate if we were to develop all our projects to hold. With that, let's turn to our exciting Value Home initiative. Over to you, Kruno.
Yeah, thank you, Forua. Let me start with a brief introduction of our strategic framework on slide 10. In a highly fragmented residential development market, we have set ourselves the clear target to become the number one German home builder. Today, Instone is the leading developer in the German market with a focus on multifamily buildings in the mid to upper end price segment in top metropolitan cities. With the planned launch of our Value Home concept, we are striving for a much bigger footprint in the market, addressing more the mid-income brackets, a market segment which represents the largest share of the total pie. This is for us an important milestone in the visionary process of our goal is to become the leading developer based on industrialized processes covering all relevant market segments. After having achieved a critical scale, the inclusion of a higher share of prefabricated elements and the industrialization of processes definitely becomes an attractive long-term option we are striving for. The launch of a new product concept is not supposed to give any reason for misinterpretation that we are getting less positive on the outlook for our core product, as we have also outlined with our NAV chart. Instead, we expect a sustainable sales contribution from our core product in excess of 1 billion in 2022 and the years beyond. Now, switching to slide 11. Nevertheless, the launch of our Value Home product will become a key growth driver for our business in the years to come. We are entering mid-market segments, which is not only the largest but also the most underserved residential segment in the market. we are adding a completely new pillar to our successful core business, which is based on the success factors, standardization and digitization. This allows us a higher scalability of this business. I believe that the positive implication for production costs will eventually be a kind of a game changer for the whole industry, as this will eventually result in low price points for condo prices and also for rents. To make it here very clear from our side, we believe that our product is unique and we have firstly huge competitive advantage with production costs, which are unrivaled in the market. And secondly, we also believe that we are some 2 years ahead of our competition. Now, let me start with an overview of the key elements of this new product. We are moving from prototyping to standardization. A major obstacle for standardization in Germany is complexity. Yeah? With 16 different construction laws in Germany, with major deviation among the federal states in Germany, we believe that we have overcome those problems. For a modular planning process for some 90% of the geographic market. We come back on this in our deep dive later during this presentation. We intend to reduce complexities along the entire value chain and to introduce a lean construction management. For us, this is not only a buzzword, but we have developed a basis for an industrialization of the workflow on the construction side. Also on the sales side, we'll reduce complexity. In our B2C business, we introduced a digital configurator for a reduced number of client optionalities. With our new product, there will be a stronger focus on the essentials. We have spent a lot of time on development of an efficient floor planning, focusing on the necessary floor space. We'll minimize costly underground construction. So while optimizing efficiency and hereby reducing costs, we are not making compromises with regards to high architectural standards with commitment to a modern design, because this is very important for municipalities, cities, that they get a high quality. As you can see also on the previous slide, number 7, there are pictures of our new product. We expect a continued price differentiation in the market with unchanged strong demand for our more upper-end core product with a higher degree of individuality, which is well suited to the demand situation in this price segment. And we expect you to use the product in B locations of A cities and also B markets in the commuter belts. We also expect a positive value contribution from our new product to our existing core product. As you know, we have larger social housing parts in our huge quarter development. As target customers, we expect a higher share of professional investors. For the owner-occupiers, we expect a bigger share from the mid-income brackets due to significantly improved affordability. Based on our regular discussions, we believe that our new product is highly attractive for the classical institutionals, but also for strategic investors, such as the big private landlords or municipal housing companies. What is our benefit? What is the benefit for Instone? So I think this is quite obvious. We substantially expand Instone's addressable market. We enter into a less competitive market for acquisition of land with more relevant supply. And there's a huge growth potential for a product which is, for us as a developer, less complex, less risky, and, of course, more scalable. We see the potential to earn very attractive EBIT margins similar to our core business at an even superior return on investment. On the following slide, 12, we tried to illustrate the volume of the market we are addressing with our new product, also in comparison to our current core product. Our current core product with an average selling price of 5,500 euros per square meter, leads to an average monthly charge, including debt amortization, of maybe around 1,740 euros as a rough indication. This requires a net disposable household income of some 5,800 euros. Accordingly, our product is more addressing the upper end of the income spectrum. The new product at lower price points per square meter in combination, and this is also important, with a lower average size requires only half of that income. With a median income of German households of 2,500 euros per month, the investment also into a new built apartment becomes realistic for nearly some 50% of German households. From an income perspective, maybe the caveat that the necessary equity portion for a mortgage loan of some 20 to 25% has to be in place. For a certain part of households, a rental apartment remains the better alternative also going forward. Our new product is also well tailored to the current demand situation when you look at the letting markets. As rent levels have reached certain thresholds after the period of stronger rent increases over the last years, especially in the economic centers, more and more people decide to move to the surrounding B cities, in the catchment areas of the A cities, where rent levels are much more affordable. Digitization and the rising ability to work from home are reinforcing this trend clearly. As a result of the positive spillover effects, you can observe catch-up effects already, and a strong relative rent momentum in many B cities. And on page 13, we have chosen Cologne and Düsseldorf with some of neighboring cities like Mönchengladbach and Duisburg to demonstrate this development. And as you can see here on the chart, the rent differential to such cities which are within commuting distance is still quite substantial. There is an obvious need for housing at lower price points in an overall still very undersupplied German market. This, of course, raises questions. What has prevented the market from producing at lower costs so far, and how did we overcome those obstacles? On slide 14, we summarize some key issues. Among these are the highly fragmented market structure of predominantly smaller companies with a lack of financial and human resources. A major obstacle for modularization of the planning process, as already mentioned, is clearly the building law, with individual laws for each of the 16 federal states in Germany, and the lack of uniformity is further reinforced on a local level with specific statutes in each city. Now, with help of our broad development and construction expertise, with a deep and extensive understanding of the whole value chain, and also from our experience from the nationwide presence, we developed a product which offers more simplified solutions and which allows us for a standardized planning process. We'll elaborate on this later during the presentation. Again, I would like to emphasize that the comprehensiveness of our approach is the key to success, and this is also a crucial reason why it will not be easy to replicate our product. We achieve cost advantages along the entire value chain, and you can see this on the next slide. In total, we estimate that we can reduce production costs by quite a significant amount, up to 25%, relative to our current core product. Needless to say that this is not attributable to the site selection. As key drivers, we expect lower building costs, lower planning costs, and also lower personal expenses. In addition, we are also anticipating lower sales costs. The lower planning costs for the more standardized product go hand in hand with substantial time savings during the whole planning process, which you can see on the next slide, number 16. We'll calculate that we can reduce the project duration for the modular versus the individually planned projects by up to 30%. Accordingly, the introduction of this concept promises a further substantial improvement of our project IRRs and of our overall capital efficiency. On slide 17, we provide a summary of the compelling economics of our new product. On the basis of smaller average and clearly less complex projects, we plan to achieve an attractive gross margin of around about 20%. Due to lower in-house planning and sales costs, this should eventually translate into an EBIT margin, which is comparable to our core product. And due to the lower capital tied up to this business, this should equate to a clearly superior return on investment. Now, on the following slide, number 18, we give you an overview of the differentiators between our current core and our new product for a better understanding. Including our margins, we can reach price points of around 3,000 euros per square meter, depending on the location. The average expected selling price will be around 4,000 euros per square meter. The reduction of complexities and a stronger focus on B markets are important elements I have already mentioned. Another important aspect is also that as a result of the reduction of complexity and due to a more standardized or shorter planning process, single projects can reach a return threshold already at a lower project size. And this also contributes to larger expected business volume in the future. While for our core product, projects start at a sales of around 50 million, the threshold can be reduced to a level of some 20 million for the new value home product. An important element for this is that we expect a lower share of projects with require of a complex master planning process. So after this more general overview, we would now like to present our innovative concept in more detail. On slide 20, we try to illustrate in an overview chart the integral process with its key elements along the value chain. Let me start with the first element. Of course, this is acquisition of land on slide 21. This product, unlike our core product, is perfectly tailored to the demand situation of B locations, especially the B markets in the commuter belts of the economic centers currently enjoy a sound market momentum, as they very much benefit from the described positive spillover effects from these growing from the growing cities. Unlike the situation in the inner city locations of the A cities, there is less of the scarcity of available land, and there's also less of competition. On slide 22, we try to illustrate that you can find the relevant regional markets within a radius of maybe 40 to 50 kilometers around the A cities. On this slide, as an example, we have chosen the dynamic Rhine region with the growth engines Cologne, Düsseldorf, and Bonn. In this region, we have also identified our first two projects for the new value home concept, which are located in Unterbach, as in suburb of Düsseldorf, and Duisburg, also a neighboring city to Düsseldorf. Also another project mentioned, Gladbach, which we have recently acquired, is in the commuter belt of Düsseldorf. On slide 23, you can see an overview over the key elements of our modular planning concept. These elements, a modular planning interface based on BIM, which is building information modeling, with fully integrated technical planning and automated processes, lead to an exceptional rapid and highly efficient planning process with consistent quality. So now I'd like to hand over to Stefan, who will go into more detail.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Kruno, and good morning, everybody. Yeah, we already talked about the demanding challenges for cost-efficient housing solutions. On the one hand, a highly fragmented market with a lot of different regional and legal frameworks. And on the other hand, the demand for a simple and scalable product. So what have we done in order to solve this apparent contradiction? First, it was to set up a team with a mix of external experts, architects, engineers, and some of our own employees with their long-term and, that's important, nationwide experience in developing residential projects. The first task was to define the main requirements and success factors for cost-efficient housing. Based on these guidelines, we have started an iterative design process and developed an enormous number of different draft variations for nearly any relevant building component, like floor plans, staircases, and so on. And all this with the aim to find a preferably simple and scalable, but still universally usable product. What have we achieved? What does our solution look like? That's what I would like to show you with some examples. Next page, please. First of all, we managed to reduce this wide range of draft variations to 6 basic types of ground plans with different sizes. These flat types can be combined in the numerous possible combinations according to, for example, the urban planning requirements, as you can see on the left bottom side, or the individual housing demand of the local market. So that means that the core concept is a modular housing ground plan kit with standardized and reusable planning elements, which lead to a really rapid and highly efficient planning process. Second important aspect, have absolutely space-efficient and compact ground plans, as well as smart solutions for the traditionally expensive building parts, for example, the bathroom, technical installations, or the auxiliary functions. But despite a strict reduction to the essentials, we still wanted to design a very livable and functional housing product. And in addition, and that's very important, the modular housing ground plan kit fulfills all regional building law and social housing requirements all over Germany. And that's a great benefit. Among the improvement of the different types of flats, the intelligent design of the main staircase and entranceway is a decisive factor for cost-efficient residential projects too. So again, we started with the same approach. We asked, what are the specific requirements for a staircase? Can we design a staircase for different conditions, a one-size-fits-all solution? And we could. The result is a basic staircase which is available in 2 different size variations for different elevator types, or better to say, it's one basic staircase which you can extend in one direction to use different elevators. And maybe it looks very simple, but it's not. It's rather the result of a long-term development process, because any detail, any centimeter counts on this topic. For example, the requirements for the movement areas for barrier-free access have also taken into account as well as a reduction of space and material at the same time. But now, with standardized geometry, we are able to react flexibly to different ground levels of the land plot, various story heights or elevator sizes, and without, and that's important, without the need to customize the flanking flat layout I've already shown. Another important factor are the sanitary and technical facilities. In our value home program, we have 3 different bath types for all ground plans. The bathrooms are industrially prefabricated and can be delivered as a fully pre-installed room element to the building site. And that, of course, leads to a much simpler and faster building process, as well as a large number of same building parts generate perfect conditions for industrial prefabrication and achieve significant economies of scale. All bathrooms, of course, are barrier-free accessible and provides opportunity to a limited number of individualization options, for example, regarding the bathtub or add-ons like a washer or a dryer. Component, we only have 1 bathroom per flat, so that gives us the opportunity to centralize all required technical installations at 1 vertical installation shift per flat. Here we can connect the bathroom as well as the kitchen, and so we have a really low technical installation effort. And even this vertical standpipe element can be industrially prefabricated too. So let's take a look on the structural design. So usually you can say that around about 30% of the total building cost belong to the shell construction. Therefore, further improvement and standardization in this particular field makes absolutely sense. The essential point again is the reduction to a minimized number of different building parts. In this case, of the wall and ceiling constructions as the main parts of an optimized static structure. In our Valuum project, we only use three different span widths of ceilings and pre-dimensioned wall elements with a constant wall thickness. That means that just the material of the wall is changing according to the building height, and we can realize residential buildings with up to 8 stories without customizing the dimensions to single construction elements. And that, again, is important for standardization and scalability. An additional advance of the pre-dimensioned building part is that we can use a standardized static calculation, respectively a standardized static proof for the building approval. Last but not least, among the improvement of the construction, we also try to analyze and optimize the single workflows of the entire development process, such as the design phase, which is transferred in a so-called gapless BIM-based planning process. Key element is a connection. In this connection is a 4D building information model, which automatically contains and combines all relevant building or construction information, for example, from the urban master plan, the modular ground plan kit you have already seen, or even the customer fit-out configurator in case of an owner-occupier project. That means that only the location-specific factors have to be customized in each new project, but for the most part, we use standardized planning elements. In addition, we have some parametrical design options. For example, if we want to add a second window to the living room, we can do this with a tick in the box, and the window appears at a predefined position. So we don't have to draw a new each single window. And by the way, the standardized planning concept is the main reason why this elaborate BIM-based process works. When you are planning a prototype building, an individual building, especially a detailed housing project, then the individual planning and design effort is much higher and more expensive than cost and time savings you can generate by using BIM. So standardization, again, is the key. Last but not least, and not to forget, the system provides a real-time mass and cost calculation, as well as it automatically generates a relevant tender document and timetables. So far, so good. These were only a few spotlights that hopefully gave you a short impression of our new development product.
Yeah, thank you, Stefan. After a deep dive into the product side of our Value Home concept, I would now like to add some more color on the planning process. The planning is really the foundation of this new product. Currently, the individual planning process can be divided into 5 basic work steps, as we have outlined on slide 24 on the right-hand side. You know that Germans have rules for everything, and the abbreviation LPH stands for the working phases in the regulation for architects' fees. Yeah, this comprises basic evaluation, the design of ground plans, etc., and this workflow can be streamlined, of course, with our modular BIM-based planning concept to just one work step. And I think this is very important. When you look at the left-hand side, you see at the top an individual planning process. This is our project in Rottenburg, which is individually planned. And now you see on the bottom how we fill this former concept with our modular planning. And you see it fits. So we are here very flexible using the different modules to put them together. And also important now is with putting one module at the place, you have all the information which is necessary. So the tender, the masses, et cetera, the time plan. So all the information are already there. And after a few weeks, you have completed the whole planning process. And not only the planning process, but the tender, the contracts, the timelines for the construction, et cetera, et cetera. And this, from our perspective, makes our product so attractive. Not only reducing costs, but reducing the whole timing. Here in this example, we are reducing the whole planning process for 9 from our perspective. So, as we have already pointed out, we have spent quite some time on developing efficient modular ground plans as cornerstones of our standardized planning concept. On slide 25, we provide an example with an apartment based on our optimized ground plans in comparison to the tailor-made product. So here you can see that we still have a highly attractive floor plan, but we simply use less square meters. So the major driver is the focus on the necessary. And we have eliminated the building parts which are not essential. And as already mentioned, we do not compromise on developing a state-of-the-art modern living space, which is very much demand-driven. And on the next page, yes, you can see on the right-hand side, we still focus on a quality contemporary design and also attractive outdoor facilities and barrier-free access. So this is important to of course, convince municipalities, cities, that this product is the right solution for, I would say, the general problem of less affordable housing in the cities. And simultaneously, we take responsibility with a commitment to eco-friendly materials. So we see a clear path towards industrialization and a modularization of residential development. We are not yet there. So modular construction is not yet an economically viable concept. But on our strategic roadmap, the higher degree of standardization already allows for efficiency gains in the procurement process due to larger purchasing volumes for more commoditized products, and we will benefit from a rising share of prefabricated parts and larger framework agreements. At the same time, we'll further improve our cost control. The more standardized product makes our business also more scalable, of course, during the construction process. You can see this on slide 28. So lean construction is a key word, which eventually means that a less complex product allows for efficiency gains from a higher share of repetitive tasks and an industrialization of the workflow for suppliers. And we anticipate that we can reduce the construction time, you see this on the right-hand side, by some 6 months, including underground parking. When we exclude underground parking, we are talking about in total 12 months, and this equates to total decline of nearly some 50% in comparison to our core product. So the reduction of complexity of our product allows us a reduction of the necessary resources after the sale, of course. Now, switching to slide 29, we believe, however, that the B2B business will gain further importance. In addition to the existing private and institutional customer base we are already addressing, we believe that our value home product is highly attractive for customer groups such as municipal housing companies, professional landlords, or larger corporates looking for housing stock for their employees. We have received very positive demand indications so far. So with the investors we are talking, they are highly, highly interested and to be part of this story. So the potential development of strategic partnerships is also something we would not rule out of in this context. So on slide 30, Stefan will provide you some details to our first value home projects.
Of course, as already mentioned, here's a short overview of the two initial projects we are working on right now. It's our value home development team in Northern Westphalia. The first project with 66 social housing units is located in Düsseldorf and is a part of a larger district development there. And the second project with around about 80 freehold flats located in the south of Duisburg. The progress of both projects is very similar. We have already finished the explained planning phase and are negotiating right now with the construction companies. And maybe it's interesting to mention that the price indications and offers we received are fully in line with our in-house calculations. So based on this, we will prepare start of construction, which is planned in 2021, very soon. Furthermore, we recently acquired two additional value home projects, one in North Rhine-Westphalia and another one in the Rhine-Main region. So and now I give over to Farah, who will give you an overview of the financial implications and the outlook.
Thanks, Stefan. Turning to page 32, what does all that mean for Instone financially? As Kuno and Stefan have shown, our value home product offers highly attractive project-related economics. We have invested in product development and established a new division that will include 22 FTEs by year end. We are ready to execute. Considering the immense opportunity, we will continue to build up our platform. In this context, I would like to stress that we expect our new product to achieve EBT breakeven from fiscal year 2021 onwards. The value home product will quickly become an important, in fact, much more scalable pillar of our growth story. We will invest into new projects accordingly. Over the next 5 years, we have budgeted more than 350 million euros of investments to acquire suitable value home projects. On that basis, and considering expected revenues from value home projects already acquired, we do anticipate to get to a three-digit million revenue figure by 2023 and a subsequent two-year revenue CAGR exceeding 100%. There's potential to exceed this number subject to our ability to accelerate the build-up of our platform. Now back to Kruno for a quick summary of today's key messages.
Thank you, Farua. Before we start with our Q&A session, let me briefly summarize our key messages on page 34. So the value home product is a scalable product based on a proprietary planning technology. With this product, we are going to address a new large market segment, which is completely undersupplied. We strongly believe that Instone has a clear competitive advantage with production costs of 2,000 to 2,300 euros per square meter, including VAT, which are unrivaled in the market. We also believe that we are some 2 to 3 years ahead of competition. Our team is ready to start the rollout. Our portfolio currently comprises 4 projects, and our acquisition teams have identified an acquisition volume of more than 500 million. So hence, we have good reasons to be very optimistic for future growth outlook. With that, I would like to open the floor for your questions. Thanks.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find your question has already been answered, you can remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1, and we will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. We will take our first question from Thomas Neuhold from Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you very much for the detailed presentation. I just have a couple of questions. Firstly, on the land acquisition costs, they seem to be on a similar level than for your current core product. Is this due to the fact that you expect most of the projects already have a master planning in place and you don't have to acquire brownfield land plots, so you still need to go through rezoning, etc.?
Yes, Thomas. you already answered the question. Yes, okay. We mostly focus on, I would say, land plots where a complex master planning process is not necessary. But this will be the majority, I would say. And this is the reason why the percentage is comparable, yes.
Okay, understood. And the next question is on the prefabrication strategy. Can you elaborate a little bit on how many partners you want to have, what the necessary purchasing volume is required in order to reach the targeted 2,000 to 2,300 production costs. And the first project you currently have in the pipeline, are you also using prefabricated components already, or is this still built using just a standard production process or construction process?
So what Stefan introduced to you is already implemented in the first two projects we are currently planning. And the costs we gave you with 2,000 to 2,300 euros are reflecting what Stefan also mentioned. This is also the feedback we get from the market. So we are absolutely in line already today with the prefabrication and the costs. But of course we plan with the further scale of the business. Of course here more. Currently I would say the way we are producing it is the most efficient way, but increasing the scale could lead to more prefabrication and a break even here.
And in terms of how many partners you need, I'm also wondering how far can you transport certain components? Do you need local production partners, or is it possible to ship some components, let's say, for 300 or 500 or even more kilometers if necessary? Because yeah, I think you want to roll that out on a German-wide basis, if I understand you correctly.
No, you don't need to have regional partners which are very close to the building site, but it makes sense to search for partners, and they're already there in the greater region, so that you have two or three partners, for example, for bathrooms, for prefabricated bathrooms in Germany, so that you can have a good solution for the supply of the bathrooms to the building site.
And my last question is on the slide 32, your financial targets and outlook. I was wondering if you can also give us an indication what impact on the free cash flow you expect out of the ramp up of this new business line in the next couple of years.
I think that the major part will be the land investments.
Mm-hmm.
I think everything else is negligible. So the numbers that we have provided on the chart for the 2 year periods will be the free cash flow impact, and we will only start seeing cash flow for this project really in a relevant size from 2025 onwards.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Thomas.
We will now take our next question from Thomas Reuteufler from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Hi, morning, everybody. Just some questions on the new product line, actually. What do you believe are the investment costs for this product over the next couple of years? I mean, you referred to 22 to 80 full-time employees you target. Maybe you can give some color on that.
I can give you the numbers if I can get my okay. So I would say that approximately 10 million euros on additional platform costs for the build up until 2023, and then will gradually increase towards 25 million by 25. And that's mostly related to personnel costs and then in addition some D&A.
Okay. Another question on this new product. You referred to the fact that you believe that you are roughly 2 years ahead of your competitors. Can you describe the situation here and what are the key competitors here? I guess you need a certain certain size overall in order to run this kind of project?
Yeah, of course. The current situation is in the market that we have mostly prototype developments. So nobody really has started to implement a similar modular planning process as we did. And we started, you can say, 3 years ago to develop this product. When you look at, I know that the one or the other landlord commented on modular building, which is from our perspective not the right solution. Why? We of course let's say got offers from all the relevant modular building companies, but the result is it's 10 to 15% more expensive. It's less flexible because you have, you know, the modules, and you can't really change those modules. The density which is necessary in combination with the mixture of flats is not really, I would say, not really good. So therefore, this is not the right path. And this is the reason why we don't think that anyone is really on this level in development as we are. And you need time to get there. And you need also the platform. It's not only the competence, the planning process, but it's also the nationwide platform which could generate scale. And from our perspective, these are the reason why we are 2 years ahead in comparison to our competition.
Is there already a kind of product like this in other countries, maybe in the UK?
So I know this product in the UK for townhouses, but we haven't seen really similar approaches except of Japan. So in Japan, there are companies who have a modular planning system. But I think what's also important, Germany is very special, yeah? Due to the fact that you have 16 state regulatories, plus every city has its own ideas of design and etc. So this is the challenge you have in Germany, and this is the reason why nobody really developed a multi-family modular planning concept. Yeah? So it's a very, very fragmented market, not only on developer side, but also regarding the laws which the product has to fit.
Another question. You mentioned strategic partnerships. What do you think about that? Or what is the idea? How could it look like?
So there are different possibilities. When you think about, you know, for example, the institutional buyers, and of course such a product is very, very attractive for them. So this could be one part, for example, that we built several projects for an institutional buyer, for example, in a framework contract. And then on the supply side, of course, we are currently negotiating with construction companies. And here, for example, we have a regional general constructors. So these could also be strategic partners for us, scaling up the business further getting, let's say, additional construction capacities.
Okay. And in respect of state subsidy, are there any potential state subsidies for this kind of product?
Sure. So you know that we already have
a very good network to city-owned, state-owned companies like ABG in Frankfurt or Nassau-Scheimstätte. And this is clearly a product which is where there's a big demand by these companies who don't have management planning competences. So here we could be a preferred partner.
Maybe it's important to mention and to add that the product we developed is fully in line with all the requirements for social housing or publicly subsidized housing in Germany. So it's not only a product for the freehold part, it's an additional product for the publicly subsidized product market. And I think that's very important at that time.
Okay, my last question is actually, what portion of the current GDV is suitable for this product? Or the land?
You can say we, and this is something we only, let's say, mentioned, of course, in the presentation. So all the social housing elements in our portfolio, and future portfolio of social housing is clearly something we can put in this product, which leads to, I would say, cost benefits, of course. And the one or the other, I would say, more simple micro location in the quarters could be also filled with this affordable value home product type.
Can you provide a rough number?
Approximately, I would say, from the in total 13,000 units we have, I would say it could make sense for up to 3,000 units, approximately. And I have to mention here, it depends, of course, we have the one or the other project where the city is asking for an architectural competition. So this could speak against it. Yeah? If the city says, I want to have 5 architects, they should do a competition, then we have to bring them to a facade competition. This is possible. And therefore, I would say 3,000 is a rough number if the cities are not asking for a competition.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, please press *1 to ask a question. As we have no further questions, I would like to hand back to Mr. Sawatzki for any additional or closing remarks.
Yeah. Thanks again for joining our virtual Capital Markets Day. We are also available for your question after this call, so please do not hesitate to contact us. We are looking forward to speak to you soon. Stay safe and goodbye.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.